A million Americans launch businesses each year. Within a decade, 96% will fail. What separates the survivors from the casualties? The answer might surprise you. It's not capital, credentials, or even brilliant ideas. It often comes down to who you surround yourself with. When Judd McCarley found himself in a jail cell after accepting a ride from the wrong classmate, his father shared a principle that would reshape his entire life. At any given time, we are becoming the average of the five people with whom we are most closely associated. This wasn't just parental wisdom. It was a roadmap for building a successful business and meaningful life. Judd's journey from that jail cell to entrepreneurial success began with deliberately collecting mentors like precious artifacts. His high school coach gave him a leather-bound notebook for recording one-minute insights, wisdom condensed into 60 seconds that could impact a lifetime. His grandmother taught him that character-based decisions compound over time, building a reputation worth more than any quick profit. A college professor connected him to sales and marketing executive meetings where he met transformative speakers. Charlie Tremendous Jones, who emphasized reading 30 minutes daily, Zig Ziglar, who taught that helping others achieve their goals leads to personal success, and Bill Gove, who stressed that authentic connections outperform mere transactions. Each relationship opened doors to new mentors, creating an expanding network that grew exponentially. Think of it like compound interest for your mind. The returns multiply over time. Your five closest associates aren't just companions. They're architects of your future, shaping your habits, perspectives, and standards through daily osmosis. When Judd asked seminar leader Dirk Gardner for a job, Gardner's first lesson hit hard. You must go through the no's to earn the right to experience the yeses. This reframed rejection as tuition paid towards success. After 2 weeks of minimal results, Gardner intervened with intensive coaching. Embrace humility to remain teachable, focus on metrics rather than emotions, and persist through multiple rejections for each sale. If you take care of your numbers will take care of you, Gardner advised, a mantra that would later save Judd's company during financial crisis. Judd then sought guidance from Tremendous, who required two commitments: become a voracious reader and share knowledge with others. He also taught visualization. You're on stage, so act like it. Like Olympic champions who mentally rehearse victory, Judd learned to imagine successful outcomes before achieving them. These fundamentals, persisting through rejection, tracking metrics relentlessly, visualizing success, and continuous learning, formed the bedrock of his entrepreneurial toolkit. After three successful sales years, Judd felt constrained despite decent income. Consulting Tremendous about entrepreneurship, he received crucial wisdom. If you try to be an entrepreneur just to make money and not to satisfy the fire in your belly, you will fail. Tremendous introduced Sheldon Bowles's test of joy, identifying what energizes you. For Judd, that was motivational speaking. When presenting, he experienced complete immersion, losing track of time, a flow state where challenge and skill align perfectly. But passion alone doesn't pay bills. Tremendous emphasized the test of purpose, finding people willing to pay for your passion. If nobody will pay you to speak, you have a hobby, not a business. Finding your entrepreneurial sweet spot requires honest self-assessment. What work makes you lose track of time? What problems do you solve unprompted? The intersection of what energizes you, what you're uniquely positioned to solve, and what customers will pay for, that's where passion meets purpose and profit becomes possible. Judd's entrepreneurial journey accelerated when he met Terry Avviati at a speaker's convention. They shared values and role models, forming a partnership with complementary strengths. Tremendous advised Judd to go for a long-term horse by choosing character over personality, wisdom that applies equally to business partnerships. Character traits like honesty, integrity, and shared values prove more important than charisma or credentials. Their breakthrough came after well-received presentations at an entrepreneurs' organization event. Despite financial fears, they launched JTA with clear responsibilities, Judd as chairman handling vision, and Terry as president managing operations. As their business grew, they formed an advisory board with complementary expertise: Juan Escobar for finance, Lou Stafford for customer service, Nancy Calline for people development, and Red as convener. This provided specialized guidance without hiring full-time executives. The lesson? Entrepreneurial success rarely comes from solo efforts. Building the right team creates a multiplier effect where the whole exceeds the sum of its parts. 5 years into JTA's growth, an economic downturn exposed dangerous vulnerabilities. Despite expanding to 15 employees and 10 affiliate speakers, expenses outpaced income. Financial advisor Juan Escobar delivered a stark reminder. The three most important things in business are cash, cash, cash. Profitability on paper means nothing if you can't meet payroll. Rather than hiding the crisis, Judd opened the books to all employees. Task forces formed to increase sales and cut costs. Everyone accepted temporary salary reductions, hiring freezes, and suspended retirement matching. This transparency cultivated ownership thinking. When employees understand financial realities, they make better decisions. JTA achieved financial turnaround in less than 18 months. Years later, when considering going public, Tremendous advised against it, recommending strategic patience over crisis management. The lessons? Maintain cash reserves, track receivables diligently, manage expenses relative to revenue, involve your team in financial awareness, and align decisions with your business model. Without cash, even promising concepts collapse. When service quality declined, Judd and Terry consulted Lou Stafford, who shared how a repair company transformed his 90-year-old mother into a raving fan. While major companies offered three-week waits for her broken refrigerator, this small company provided same-day service with appointment choices and the repairman's home phone number. Lou explained, creating raving fans requires three steps. Decide what customer experience you want, discover preferences through listening, and deliver the promise plus 1% more, that extra touch transforming satisfaction into delight. Research shows 8 out of 10 customers with complaints consider their loyalty restored simply by being heard attentively, even before solutions are implemented. Lou emphasized that implementation fails when energy flows upward to please bosses rather than focusing on customers. Nancy Calline introduced servant leadership, combining visionary direction with implementation support, using a professor's metaphor of giving students the final exam on day one, then teaching the answers. This "don't mark my paper, help me get an A" philosophy creates environments where supported employees deliver exceptional service that drives business success. As JTA grew, Judd's ego consumed him. He missed family moments, recitals, ceremonies, dinners. When employee Linda quit over destroyed values and Terry delivered an ultimatum, Judd awakened. Tremendous advised a new hierarchy: God, spouse, children, then work, a framework for all decisions. With balance restored, JTA thrived. The Taylors implemented Tremendous's financial advice: tithe 10%, save 10%. They created a gain-sharing program, distributing 10% of profits to employees, plus another 10% employees could donate. JTA for Others supported causes through payroll deductions, while an angel fund helped struggling associates. When their children joined, they formed a family council and gave each child and a longtime manager 20% ownership. True entrepreneurial success isn't wealth accumulated, but value created for customers, employees, communities, and future generations. As you build, consider your legacy. How will your business improve lives? What values will it embody? The most fulfilling journeys create legacies that outlive their founders.